Good morning, and welcome to Talk of the Town on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC, on WHTC.com, and on the WHTC app for your smartphone. The virtual backyard fence, where people in the Holland-Zeeland area have had a chance to get what's on their mind off of their chest and onto the radio, as well as hear from and talk to newsmakers and newsbreakers from the lakeshore. Here's your host of Talk of the Town, Gary Stevens.
Good morning, everybody, from the Gateway Spoon Restaurant on East 24th Street and US 31 in Holland. It's Talk of the Town for this Wednesday, April 24th. Glad you are with us. Dan Evans back in our studios. It's our second live broadcast of 2024. Glad to be here at a place that, yes, I am a happy customer. I have eaten the yummy food here at Gateway Spoon. We hope you can stop by between now and 11:30. Say hi. Stefan Vandermolen is handling things around here. And register to win a Gateway Spoon gift card. One winner will get a $100 gift card. We'll also have a $50 and a $25 gift card. Register here. That's the only way you can be able to possibly win. And we will announce the winner tomorrow on WHTC's Talk of the Town. If you have a question for us, we will be happy to take it at 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. A little bit later on, we'll be joined by investment advisors Carrie Cooley and Brent Kerwacker from the Cooley Godfrey Investment Group. And we will also have Jason Latham, who is the Executive Director of the Macatawa Area Coordinating Council. He'll join us around 10:30. Brian Spence will have what's new around Holland. Susie Buzo with the Evergreen Commons Report. But that's our bill of fare. Join us here at the Gateway Spoon. You can call with us, 616-395-1450. We had him on a couple of days ago. He rejoins us now. He is the Executive Director of the Gateway Mission. Who's behind the Gateway Spoon? He is Jay Reimersma. Jay, good morning, and we're very happy to be here at the Spoon.
Hey, good morning, Gary. You know what? You just can't get enough of me, can you?
Well, I can't get enough of this particular restaurant.
That's
this
right. We want to hear that.
Outstanding food and a very happy customer. You have a guest with us. Please make the formal introduction.
Yeah, well, this is Rachel. She's our general manager here at the Gateway Spoon, and we are just delighted to have her be a part of this program because, you know, all the activity, all the effort, work, and all that kind of stuff that happens here at the Spoon is largely due to the great work that Rachel does each and every day. And so we are very proud of her and her team that she has assembled, and we're excited to continue this opportunity to reach into the community with great service, great food, fresh, local, delicious stuff, but then with a higher purpose and a higher calling. And Rachel is a big part of that. So, Rachel, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Rachel, go ahead and speak up into the mic. And the thing is, you've gotten, having been in food service, as Holly and I were a few years ago, we know about starting up and all of the kinks that have to be worked out. Talk a little bit about working some of those kinks out here. Part of it is because it's a brand new location. It's not like you inherited a restaurant and had everything set up. You were able to set up this place to your specifications and be able to get some of the kinks worked out.
Yes. Trial and error, definitely. I look at it as being fortunate because we were not open. We got to practice and we got to have mock runs trying to see what we wanted our service to look like, what we wanted our menu to be like. So when we had staff hired in, we would sit down and pretend to be customers and practice waiting the tables, practice taking the food orders. So it was several weeks of practice before we opened.
Rachel, tell us a little bit about the menu and what was going into the determination of what type of menu was going to be. And also talk a little bit about the fact, and I mentioned this on the air a couple of days ago, again, my experience in food management, actually my wife's experience, restaurants should be either breakfast, lunch, or lunch, dinner. You try to do both, you're going to have problems.
Correct.
Talk a little bit about how to determine the menu once the decision was made, this was going to be a breakfast lunch place.
So with determining the menu, it came down to being able to have locally sourced items and being able to make everything from scratch. And then from there, what would appeal to our clientele that they couldn't find everywhere else. So we were able to partner with Bowerman's, we were able to partner with DeBoer and Country Chris Farms and come up with a menu that is fresh, clean, some classics on there also, but some new items to introduce to the community to say, let's try this for breakfast. And I'm not a huge breakfast fan of the traditional items, so this was a really exciting challenge for me to come up with items that would be a little bit outside of the norm.
Sometimes when you want to have I don't want to call it exotic because that might be a bad way, but if you want to be innovative in terms of menu items, sometimes it is a hit and miss situation, but you don't want to get it so that people think, oh, that's a hoity-toity place, and you need the basics. I'm sorry. You
yep.
need the basics to be able to be successful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think we have a nice balance of both. And then we offer breakfast the entire time that we're open. So I think that helps someone have that flexibility of, I just want to come in and have some really good bacon and eggs.
And I think it's really important that one of the things that we tried to do and accomplish here with this menu and kind of the development of the menu was to have some of those elevated items for some people that are really looking for something that's unique, but then also have those staples that everybody in a very traditional community here in Holland, Michigan can feel comfortable with. So we got those staples. And if you look at the menu, you'll see a broad range of all those items located. And it's really cool to see.
And being a traveler, as I have been throughout my career here, 46 years in the business now, when you want to, you know, if you want to try to sample local a cuisine, yes, you'll go try a restaurant that's, you know, you don't know much about. And here, of course, US 31 and East 24th, you get a lot of tourist traffic that would come in. But yet, you want to be able to say, I know about steak and eggs or sausage biscuit, gravy, and stuff like that. So having some of the staples does help, especially with customers that, let's just say, they might not be here every year. But, I mean every day, but if they get a good meal here, they'll say, hey, when we went up to Muskegon, we stopped at this place in Holland, and it was great food.
Yeah, I also think it's great. We have large parties that come, so I think it's a great opportunity. I know myself with my family, if there's a multiple 8-10 of us, we don't all like the same thing. And so this type of restaurant, we can say, you know what? You like classic stuff, we have that. You want to try something outside of the box, we have that. So it's a safe, sure bet to come here because everyone is going to be pleased.
And I'm telling you right now, I've heard from multiple sources in the community, we have the best pancakes in Holland. I've heard it. I'm not a big pancake guy, but I'm telling you, my kids are. And we've come here after church multiple times, and they're like, what is in these pancakes?
So often we've had other chefs that come eat here to say these are the best pancakes we've ever had. That's great how often the customers tell us that.
Rachel, talk a little bit about the staff here at the Gateway Spoon, because, yes, there are good food, but there is also a good purpose behind the staff that is here, not only the professionals from that have been hired by the Spoon and also through Creative Dining Services, but also students involved in Gateway Mission, incorporating them in and helping them move forward.
Yes. So our staff, the Spoon is run by staff that has been hired in, and every single person who works here wanted to come work here because of what the mission is doing, because of what Gateway Spoon stands for. So our servers, our managers, our busboys, they are all here because they want to be part of this. And then part of that is the students that is in the culinary program. So right now we have 3 students that have enrolled in the culinary program. One of them has been with us for about 4 months. We have another one that's been with us 2 months. So we bring them in one at a time. And we have, within the next few weeks, we have 2 more coming. And it's a very, very extensive program. They become ACF certified when they're done. We have each level, they have testing to go through. So it's like going to a real culinary school where they have to learn how to do the basics, and they'll learn all the way up to the fine dining portions of it.
And, you know, everybody likes to eat. And so it's important for us to have great food, great service at a great price point. But I'm telling you, everybody in our community likes to give back to something that's a little bit bigger than themselves, right? And so because of that, this culinary track for some of our students is getting folks literally off the streets that are really down on their luck, have no hope. They go through our long-term program. There's a vetting process through our program, and then we've always had a culinary track for our students because we have to be able to serve food safely at both of our shelters. And so because of that and the partnership with Creative Dining Services, we came together and said, how can we do this better? How can we create and elevate an opportunity for our students to have practical vocational skills and then a landing spot where they can test those skills out and then go on to be productive members of society? I'm telling you right now, your listening audience needs to come to the Spoon and to be a partner with us. Our community needs to hear that story and recognize how important this is. Because everybody wants to throw money at the problem. We see that all over the country. And we don't want to do that. We want to come alongside folks, build relationship, give them practical skills so that they have value and worth. And I'm telling you, we see it each and every day with our students. Just recently, one came out and told me, you know, I didn't realize I could do this. And now I have somebody pouring into me, and I have people asking me about what this is. And I'm just, it's exciting work to be a part of. That's life transformation. That's what the Spoon is all about.
Now, speaking about coming to the Spoon, tell us a little bit, Rachel, about the hours and the days that the Spoon is open.
Yes, we are open Wednesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Breakfast is served from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm really excited. We just launched today, actually, a early Spoon Rise menu from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. You can come in and get a little bit smaller portion and a little bit of a less price point to match that. We listen to the community, and a lot of times our portions is too much for someone, so we said, let's see what we can do to accommodate that. So we've got this great mini menu if you don't want to have as much food. So that's really exciting. We have our coffee shop and our drive-thru. They're all open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. every Wednesday through Sunday.
And if you're a business owner out there and you're looking for a lunch to go, we have great box lunch opportunities that can be a part of your corporate team session, team lead sessions, all that kind of stuff. And we're expanding and growing that into our community as well.
And finally, website. People will be able to find more information about the Gateway
Absolutely.
Spoon.
Absolutely. And you can go online and order for pickup or delivery.
And the website is?
It is gatewayspoon.com.
Gatewayspoon, one word, .com. Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind because obviously a nonprofit has org, but this is a gatewayspoon.com. Rachel Tejada, Jay Riemersma, we thank you for joining us today on Talk of the Town. We thank you for your hospitality and allowing us to broadcast here. And we look forward to chatting with you, and I'm looking forward to some good food when we're done.
That's right. Come back and see us anytime, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.